This is News Director Larissa Donovan joining me over the phone today. It's always a pleasure. It's the U.S. Senator representing Minnesota. It's Tina Smith. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Larissa. It's great to be back.
Now, I know your staff member told us that you're talking about reducing some of the stigma around mental health. I understand a new senator, Fetterman from Pennsylvania, you know, was really open about his recent excursion into a hospital for mental health care, right?
Yes, that's right. My colleague, John Fetterman, was very open about checking himself into a hospital because he was experiencing depression. And I was so grateful that he was open about what was going on. There are many people in our country that are struggling with mental health issues right now, and there still is a stigma for people to be open about it. It's one of the reasons that I have been so open about my own experiences with depression when I was younger, because I've learned, especially with young people, with everybody, to just be open about it and to talk about how I was able to get help when I needed it is helps other people to realize that there is a path forward and there is a way to get the health care that they need, because mental health care is health care.
Absolutely. But, you know, we're in a very remote or rural area, a part of Minnesota, and sometimes it's really difficult to find providers. I know it's especially difficult to find providers who work with children, too.
That is so true. There is a severe shortage of providers all across the country, but especially in rural communities. Most rural counties don't really have any healthcare providers at all. And with that in mind, I have introduced legislation. It's bipartisan legislation with my friend, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, that would help people who want to go into the field but are just not able to take on the cost and the loan repayment for their educations in mental health care. It would help help them by providing student loan repayment for them if they are willing to practice in shortage areas, which, as we've just said, is in so many rural parts of the country.
So like the show Northern Exposure a little bit, huh?
That's right, or Bemidji Exposure even.
Love it.
I think about, you know, Cook County and Itasca County and the northern part of Minnesota where there's great need and there is a real struggle. People struggle to get access to care. And, you know, I want to just also say that we are making progress. Last year, we passed several significant pieces of legislation to help get better mental health care in schools and help with professional training. And some of those dollars are already reaching Minnesota with helping to support the work that's going on at University of Minnesota and College of St. Scholastica, and there'll be more to follow. So there's a bipartisan understanding that we need to support local efforts to expand access to mental health care, and that's what we're doing.
Very good. And any things coming down the pike for especially children focused, because there are a lot of mental health providers who won't or have capacity with how much they'll work with children.
That is very true. And these student loan repayments would specifically help folks that want to go into practice helping children and also people who want to work in schools. We know that school-based care is a great way to catch developing problems for young people as they, you know, before they get really serious, and make sure that those youngsters can get get access to a counselor in schools, and then that person can help triage them, working with their families, of course, to get them the care that they need.
Very good. Well, Senator Smith, any other updates from Washington before I let you go today?
Well, I just want to say I'm heading back to Minnesota this evening, and I'm excited to get home, even though it looks like we have another snowstorm on the way.
We'll see if someone can brush off your car for you.
That's exactly right.
All right, Senator Smith.
Thanks,
catch
Larissa.
You next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.